Time to catch up now with Kendall Galbraith from the Rural, Regional and Remote Women's Network. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, Kendall. Not too bad. What are we going to be talking about today?
So today we're going to be talking about mental health and the fact that the Triple R Network of WA are delivering mental health first aid courses across the regions over the next few months.
Okay, that's super exciting. And of course, mental health is a pretty big space in need of a lot of attention at the moment.
Yeah, it absolutely is. So we at the Triple R Network last year, in the thick of the lockdowns of WA, surveyed our network and we asked them what are their concerns for community related to COVID-19, and the greatest response was of mental health at 69%.
Wow, okay. So, well, it's really interesting that you did that survey, and yeah, not surprised by the results though. The old pandemic was a bit of a curveball.
It was. And at the time, we at the Triple R Network were comforted, but obviously concerned with this statistic. And by comforted, I mean it was great to see a focus on mental health, which historically has struggled to be acknowledged, and particularly in the bush.
Oh, absolutely. There's always been a pretty big stigma around mental health, but I think that's starting to change a little bit now.
Yeah, it is. Oh, I hope so. So we've been told that many ignore the signs of de-escalating mental health on the assumption that it is a sign of weakness or that it will just pass. And this has particularly been the case in the regions where strength and resilience are the cornerstone for existence. However, this is really quite a dangerous facade, and the impact on men in the bush in particular has been quite devastating. So there is a woman on the East Coast, her name is Mary O'Brien, and she's behind this great initiative called Are You Bogged, Mate? And I really encourage anyone to look it up. But she said that 6 men and 2 women a day take their life in Australia in the age bracket of 20 to 24. And this is twice likely the case in rural areas compared to metropolitan areas.
They're absolutely crazy statistics when you say them like that.
It is. And then adding the impact of the pandemic in the last 12 months on top, it surely has been quite a heavy burden for many to carry.
So in that case, Kendall, what are the Triple R Network delivering to help support mental health?
Yeah, okay. So we all know that access to new essential health services in the regions can be difficult. Regional people are left with sometimes very little option but to travel long distances to seek the services that they require. In many instances, people simply just go without because the cost or even the ability to travel is beyond their means. So thanks to Lottery West, we're bringing mental health workshops to the regions over the next few months.
Fantastic. And are you able to tell us a little bit about the workshop itself?
Yeah, so it is a 2-day workshop for $100, and that is a heavily discounted price, at least 40% cheaper than usual. And it is designed for anyone who's looking to improve their understanding on mental health. So you can learn how to provide mental health first aid to friends, family members, co-workers, and anyone else. It really is a great opportunity for leaders in particular who either have teams around them or perhaps are a focal person in their community. So they can be armed with this knowledge that they may recognise the signs of someone around them who is struggling to cope, and their intervention may just change the course of someone's life for the better.
That sounds fantastic. And so whereabouts are these workshops going to be available, Kendall?
So at this stage, we have workshops planned for Bunbury, Collie, Busselton, Lancelin and Northern, and we hope to deliver more. You can read the details on our website.
Yeah, that's really, really great. Listeners, this is very important, and I do encourage any of you who are keen to learn more about mental health to go to the Triple R Network website and go to their events page and have a look at everything they have on offer there. There's quite good information available and all the links are very easy to access. So go and check that out on the Triple R Network website. Kendall, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.